Ask the Podcast Coach for October 31st, 2015.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Jim can't dance. He's in his car today. It's Saturday morning. It's Halloween here. So back away from the Twinkie and the Reese's Cups. Be careful with that. Welcome to Ask the Podcast Coach, where you get your podcast questions answered live. Where, how's that go? No sleep, hail, rain will stop the podcast.
No, dark of night.
Yeah, exactly. And joining me as always, later he will teach us how to whip and nay-nay, the one and only Jim Cullison from his car today, and theaverageguy.tv. Jim, how's it going, buddy?
Just showing that you can really do this from anywhere if you can just put your mind to it. I am sitting in a parking lot outside of Starbucks in Cornelius, Oregon, as I'm getting ready to head to Seattle for a MVP conference. Your audio just kind of went crappy on me. I'm hoping mine isn't bad. No. Am I still holding up so far?
You're good. I'll let you know.
Everything. Okay. Very cool. Yeah. So I thought, hey, what the heck? I went to my sister's place. She had terrible internet. And I thought, well, I'm just going to go down to Starbucks. I'm hijacking the Wi-Fi from a Starbucks here in the parking lot. Not driving. Okay. Just so you know, here's the props. Right. Not driving at all. And here we are.
Awesome. Well, Matt's been waiting since from the pre-show. So, Matt, thanks, buddy, for sticking around. What's your question?
So, Jim, do you recognize this handsome face?
I do recognize that handsome face. Good to see him, Matt.
So, if you believe in no accidents and that kind of new age stuff, which I do, I'm in Phoenix. I'm here for a race. So, about 3.5 years ago, I started a podcast for fun and for free. I asked Jim a lot of questions. Jim is very helpful. It's 3.5 years later. I'm on episode 153. And now we're a podcast, a website. We do video and social. So I'm sitting on my blab thing just pops up and says this is coming on. And so I wanted to come on and say thank you, Jim, for being. And this is not – people who are watching this is not fake. This is totally real. Jim helped me out 3 years ago, and I have what I think is a successful podcast. So
sweet.
Thanks, dude.
You bet, Matt.
Have you had anything happen that you think happened because you started a podcast that maybe wouldn't have happened without it?
Yeah, like my whole life.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not kidding. So a mutual friend of Jim's actually started a podcast about obstacle racing and Spartan racing. It was just about Spartan racing, and I wanted to do one about obstacle racing, and I sort of became the guy. So, like, people go, oh, he's that guy. Go call him. So that's how this website has grown. And now we're Obstacle Racing Media. We have, I mean, I couldn't tell you what our traffic hits are, but they're a lot. I don't know, 70,000 hits a month. The podcast is sort of, I think it's found its audience and it's stayed there. The numbers, like, haven't jumped through the roof, but they're super loyal. And it's been the springboard for everything else they came. I got to write a book. I mean, Phoenix right now, this is Phoenix. Because, you know, they paid me to come here and, you know, do a race and make a video for it. And it's all because of the podcast. And because I started it, honestly, for fun and for free, and because it was something I was passionate about.
Awesome. Beautiful, my friend. Well, that'll probably make it onto the School of Podcasting. So where can we find your podcast?
Sure. ObstacleRacingMedia.com.
Beautiful.
And obviously on iTunes and Stitcher. The one thing I did want to say, Jim, if you remember when I started, I used that horrible Blog Talk Radio. Which was perfect for someone like me that knew nothing, but you know, the quality is horrible. And as you said, like I would become sort of a prisoner of that podcast. But I think that's the other thing that I would give to people is, you know, there's that whole concept of print first, edit later, don't wait till it's perfect. So if you listen to my early podcasts, they sound horrible and I'm sort of embarrassed about them, but if I didn't get started, I wouldn't have gotten started. And you know, it wasn't until 2 years later that I even bought my first Blue Snowball microphone. I was still using tape recorders and the Mac built in. So that's what I would leave everybody with this morning is get started. Don't wait.
Awesome. Well, Matt, thanks for stopping in, buddy.
Matt, hey, great to see you, man. I can't believe it's been 3 years. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll check back in with you guys too, because I would love to talk about this stuff because I still have a lot to learn. So I'd love to check in with you guys at some other point.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
Take care.
Enjoy Phoenix.
All right, Matt. We'll see you, man. Thanks for checking in.
Next up, we have Jeff Holbrook. You are the mail guy, you say? I saw in the chat room.
Yeah, actually, went work for the Postal Service.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I was going to tell you that Harry on Podcast Junkies mentioned that a really, really good podcast, and he just went ahead and threw it out there, would be, and I think this is one you should do, is make everybody play their first episode.
Yeah.
And then actually put the whole thing on there, and then everybody would, oh, no.
Mine is
actually
pretty horrendous.
Put them on the spot.
I hate the fact that my very first podcast starts with a bunch of rap music. And, no. And I'm so.
Ooh, you got props for that.
Yeah, I am not. I'm like, all right, and here's the podcast. Not really sure what I'm. It's just, it's horrendous. It's yeah.
So, my first one is kind of like, just really
excellent.
Austrian. So, okay. Anyway, okay. I'll go ahead and get off.
Oh, cool. Thanks, son.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Your first podcast always stinks because, not because you're awful, but because, like anything else, you get better at it. And in the chat room at House of the Bear, we'll give him his Twitter account there, asked, is the New Media Expo dead? I heard this mentioned on the New Media Show, which is kind of odd because like a week ago, Rick from New Media Expo sent out a thing saying, hey, the virtual ticket is coming, and which made me think it wasn't dead. I don't know that I know for a while you could not sign up over there. It's definitely in limbo. But from my experience working with Rick, he shows up later than you wish he would. And usually fixes everything. And that was, that's just, I was told that's the way it is. Now we're referring to New Media Expo, period. So here's a question from the chat room. Again, we're at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. This blab is on that page now. You can embed a live blab. I don't know how new that is, but, not started podcasting yet, but have been in, I just had it, and then the, there we go. But in business for years, record store now selling online. Unsure what equipment I need to podcast and blab. I use an iMac 2013. Can I use this setup in its own opinion? I would get, if you go over to bestpodcastinggear.com, a great microphone is the Audio-Technica 2100. It's around somewhere between $40 and $60. And it looks like this, and it plugs in via USB and goes into a mixer, and it's awesome. And so that's that would be my advice for starting in terms of microphones. And again, you can find that over at bestpodcastinggear.com.
I'm fighting with 15 other angry Starbucks customers for their for the Wi-Fi from the parking lot. From the parking lot.
Bang's naughty bit, which just sounds naughty. It's fun to say naughty, especially in an English accent of some sort, or a bad one even. When recording, not exporting out the final audio, is there any benefit to recording more than 44.1? This is one of those things that I do because everybody else does it that way. Now, in theory, if you go up to whatever it is, 48 or whatever, it's in theory should be better because you're gathering more data. My problem is every sound effect I use, any kind of music I use, is at 44.1. And when you bring in stuff that doesn't match, you have to resample it. And it's just, to me, you got to remember, people are listening in earbuds. Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast is in the chat room. And he was doing something this week about letting people hear his traffic outside his window because he's got a new office. And he said, I'm going to turn off my noise gate and you'll hear it. And I'm driving on Route 480 here in Cleveland, Ohio. Didn't hear a thing. Not a thing. So, we want the best audio we can, but we also have to realize that most people are listening in noisy environments and they're not sitting like we are in a room going, wait, did I hear the cricket sniff outside? It just, we don't need that. It's kind
of. Is that the sound of a cricket?
Yeah, exactly. So,
what do you think about the new Google Play?
Google Play, here's what I think about it. Number one, I see people getting all upset because I copied this paragraph. It says Google reserves the right to show display image ads. So display, in other words, in parentheses, image ads alongside podcast content surprising that they're going to put ads next to something. Who would expect that from Google?
From Google? Really? Yeah.
Google reserves the right to serve post-roll video or audio ads after podcast content. Google Play Music does not provide direct payment or revenue share. To which I say, oh, I liked the first time I heard that. It was called Stitcher. Because they're going to take your file, they're going to encode it, and to me, I'm excited, but I'm also much in the same way. There's huge potential in the same way that Apple CarPlay is huge potential. I'll give you my official opinion. So I'm excited about that. Anytime my podcast can go someplace where people have never heard a podcast, I'm excited. So don't get me wrong, but I'm also like, okay, Google the phrase Google Graveyard. You know, anybody remember Google Buzz? Right. So they're really good at launching stuff. I'll be interested to hear how they like follow through with it. I mean, I was really happy when I heard over on the feed, Rob interview him. They said, we're going to be able to link to a Google Play page, unlike Spotify, which I checked my stats. I've had four downloads in October for Spotify because my show doesn't have a square. It's in there, but you have to search for it. So I never come up on a scrolling screen. Not complaining. I'm just saying it'd be nice if it's hard for my listeners to find me on that platform. So I'm excited, but I'm kind of like, all right, well, let me see exactly what they're doing. So what are your feelings on that on Google Play?
Yeah, I don't even think it'll be a blip. I mean, I think we're as podcasters, we're all going to get excited about it and it's going to be cool and another place to put your podcast. But I don't really see it unless they make a dynamite player that changes the landscape of the way we do podcasting and it makes it easy for people to subscribe. And I don't see any kind of subscriptions options. So we haven't even seen the player yet, right? I mean, right. We're months away from seeing what the player is going to look like, hopefully, because if it's the current Google Play player, it's worthless. So it's like, I guess we say, just be careful what we wish for.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted Google to jump in the space. If they don't commit to this, I mean, if they don't really try and make it work for the podcaster, I don't think it'll be that big of a deal. I think we'll, you know, 2 years from now, they'll be shutting down the service and calling it good. So I think they've got a lot of work to do if they're going to make it work. And we have to continue to make that subscribe option easier. And if they don't do that, it's pretty much dead in the water. So.
Yeah. And it sounds like they're going to have some sort of API. So they're going to hopefully report their stats back to, you know, the Libsyns and the Blueberries of the world. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. It'd be interesting to see. We had another quick question. In terms of they want to know what kind of stand to use. Well, I love these that, you know, pull down and they're on my desk. And then when I'm done, I get them out of the way. So those are great. Again, check out bestpodcastinggear.com. That's my Amazon store. But if you wanted one that you can pick up and move, mine is on my windowsill, but there's a really thick eyes in the UK. You know, any kind of stand, the one that comes with it is really, really tiny, which doesn't work because then you have to like bend over to get to it. But
although I'm using that stand, the one that's 2100. Right.
Works in your steering wheel.
I'm jamming it. I've jammed it in the steering wheel today. And the microphone is actually, I can't believe I got this done. It's actually coming right out of the steering wheel today. So it's that the stand that comes with the 2100 is actually really useful, I found, for travel. And so, yeah, you've got to set it on a table. You know, you set it on the table. We use that when we podcast at conferences and stuff. So actually, I think it's a really good stand. If you're in the UK, right, that Samsung, not Samsung, but Samsung, yeah. Right, the Q2U, I think is the right one to go with. And that's in markets where the 2100 isn't. Mike Phillips has been dropping that in chat. Good, Mike, thanks for that. But that's your alternative in markets where the Audio-Technica 2100 or 2005 aren't available.
Ryan K. Parker, anyway, famous for the line, nobody can punch you in the face, asked, do we see some new trends coming? Well, for me, I know of two companies that are working to enhance the playing experience. I know Joey over at Appendipity is working on a plugin that will enhance the play. Like it's going to be like a super player, which it's interesting because obviously things like Hanny's smart podcast player already does a lot of stuff. PowerPress does a lot of stuff. So he's looking for holes if there's anything missing. But I actually was playing with a thing this week called Signal, which is in extreme beta at this point, that you go into your show and say, look, at the 30-minute mark, have this pop up on the screen. And when you use their app, it pops up on the screen, and then people can click on it. And so the guy, I was talking to him, and he was kind of, you know, what do you think of this? And I go, well, there are things called show notes. If somebody wants, if I want somebody to click a link, they can just click once on the album artwork and then click on the link, and it's there. So, yeah, it's a little easier because it's a little more in your face, I said. But on the other hand, I'm usually not looking at my phone when I'm listening. I'm in the car. So it's interesting. I'm going to play with it a little bit. But right now they're brand new. They have, you know, hundreds of people, not thousands, using their app. It's an interesting idea. I like the idea. And their hope is not to be – because obviously to be the app that everybody listens to so you can have ads put in front of you. Hey, sign me up for that. I want more ads. But they're hoping to have their API used by other apps like Overplay or Overcast and things like that. So that's something that I was like, all right, I'm impressed that they're trying, you know, something new and they're trying to think outside the box. Jim, you see anything coming on the horizon?
You know, I think just refined, you know, the way we listen to it is going to get refined. I think the solution to the links in the show note problem, because it's a huge problem. Like nobody clicks on them. Very few people go to your show notes. Unfortunately, that's one of those situations where we're just not getting a lot of traction on show notes. I don't think as much as we probably should. There's some interesting Siri integration coming when we think about being able to tell Siri as I'm listening to a podcast to be able to say, mark that moment in the podcast. Hey, Siri, mark that moment in the podcast. Or, hey, Siri, mark that URL or whatever in the podcast. I think that because we consume these things on the road while we're driving, when we're running, when we're walking, the idea of somebody clicking on something is just not even going to be valid anymore. And so we've got to get more voice integration in with that. So Is that coming? I don't know. I think that's the solution to our show notes problem.
Yeah. You can do remind me about that, Siri, and she will. Yeah. But here's the problem. If you listen to the rest of the podcast and it then deletes it, it doesn't work. And what I do, the minute it's done, it whacks. So I'd have to turn that off and it's like, okay, close.
Yeah. We need better integration. I mean, I think if there's anything coming, we've got to be able to say, you know, clamor that now. Hey, you know, hey, Siri, clamor that. And it will automatically be able to pick up that. Now, Apple's done some things where you can't cross-platform or cross-app those kinds of things. And So until we get better integration from those lines, I just think we've got, you know, we've got to get our distribution methods better. And they have to be more mainstream for this to really get picked up. So it's still... it's still really nerdy to try and listen to a podcast, and most people, you know, won't go through the – speaking of nerdy, real quick in chat room, they were talking about, you know, Google, back to Google. They did announce this week they'll be folding Chrome OS into Android, which I think at the end of the day benefits everybody. That's two platforms. They don't really need the Chrome OS, and it didn't really go anywhere, and nobody really did anything for it. So tons of schools bought laptops that had Chrome on them, these little Chromebooks.
Right.
But Android works just as good. In fact, there's way more apps for Android. So I think I don't think that's a great example of Google killing something like they you know, like we talk about FeedBurner, we talk about Buzz, we talk about some of those other things. That's a situation where they let some engineers run wild. It got some traction, and then it didn't. And Google's making a business decision, and I think it's a smart decision to roll. You know, kind of, and I'd hate to say roll Chrome OS into Android because Android does everything Chrome does for the most part. There's really no reason to have Chrome OS in most cases. Android does a great job, and most of the ecosystem, especially for podcasters, we would favor Android as opposed. I mean, who in the chat room has listened to a podcast on Chrome OS? Right, nobody has it for the most part. So that's a good announcement, but not an example, I think, of Google killing something unnecessarily.
Well, Jim Harold would like to respectfully disagree, says Chrome OS has much more respected security features than Android.
That's probably true. Yeah, I'd probably agree with him from that standpoint, but it's, you know, it's a mobile OS. From a sheer usage standpoint, Android whips it hands down. I mean, just because it's on so many on 1.5 billion handsets right now is Android. So yeah, he's probably right. I wouldn't disagree with him. And Chrome OS has, but nobody uses it. Right. I mean, a handful of schools, but that's it. The kids close their Chromebooks and pick up their iPads and go home.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see. What do you do with your Chromebook now? You're like, well,
You keep using it.
Yeah,
you keep using it, right? Because it's gonna be good. They're not gonna shut this off tomorrow, right? So you keep using it. But I think it's a smart move for Google to make that way. And then, you know, hopefully Google will pay attention to podcasting in Android and will get a really good player. I think that to kind of wrap up that conversation.
Well, the other question we had in the chat room is, and again, we've got an open seat. So if you have you want to come on live, by all means, that's always fun. We don't bite. And Jason Bryant has scored an interview. He's going to interview the guy over breakfast. And he's going to use the giant squid audio microphones and plugged into a portable recorder. And I guess I would, for me, this is one of those situations where I would just announce the elephant in the room and say, hey, I'm sitting down for breakfast with my friend, you know, whoever, and go from there. And just realize there's going to be editing involved, you know, and it's weird because you want the microphone closer to their mouth. But if you get too close, then you're going to have, you know, an hour of. So who wants that? Yeah, exactly. Bring in a noise gate, which, again, a noise gate could ruin that because it's going to block out sound. So now you're going to have that really noticeable. So I don't know that I would use a noise gate. And I would just, you know, say, hey, we're eating breakfast here. And which I think, depending on the scenario, again, would be one of those ambiance kind of moments. And I don't know. And I would also say, is there any chance that you could do this not over breakfast?
Yeah, I don't know, Dave. You know, eating is – it's tough. I mean, could be breakfast, could be lunch, could be dinner. I think that's a tough – that's a tough way to have a conversation. You know, even
– And then he was gone.
That'd be tough.
Yeah, and I know some people, like, that really grosses them out. To me, mouth noises don't really – But oh, here he comes. Cool. Yeah. Also, make sure the mic doesn't get in the way of your arms, and
don't chew on your microphone.
Don't chew on your microphone cable. That's a good one. And
hey, guys,
there he is.
Hey, Jason.
So the reason this is not ideal. So just to give everybody backstory on this, this is Randy Cantrell. Totally pointed out who my guest was because I mentioned him. It's novelist John Irving. You know, World According to Garp. Things of that nature. He's on a speaking tour, and he's, I guess, a big deal in American literature. He's in a speaking tour, and he comes through Minnesota next Saturday. So the only time I could get with him through his publicist and his people, because he's doing two speeches, then he's out to fly back to Toronto like that morning. So I've got 30 minutes, and over breakfast is all I got. So I'm going to definitely break out ye old giant squid double labs that, you know, we'll record to my H5 in separate channels. So that's what I'm, you know, I can't bring extra equipment because we're going to be at a table in like the hotel lobby restaurant. So this is going to be something that's like, you know, I'm trying not to draw attention to the fact that we're doing an interview over breakfast too. Right. So I'm not going to have stick mics out. I'm not going to have the mic flag. It's just like, all right, clip, you know, here's the lav. Let's just talk. So that's the one thing. I don't know if anybody in the room has got experience with that, but this is a guy that's really hard to get a hold of, and it just kind of fell in my lap. I opened up the newspaper last week because I wanted John Irving on the show. Opened up the newspaper last week. Holy crap, he's going to be here.
I think what you're doing is probably going to be fine. It probably won't pick up as much of – yeah, exactly. Try to – just tell him if you could definitely get scrambled eggs and you know, ask that the bacon is not extra crunchy. You should be fine.
I don't know. Me telling John Irving how to do something, probably not a good idea. No, I'm just Randy, that's definitely one thing I am absolutely going to do is use the phone.
But have a backup.
Just curious if, because Dave, I know you've recorded in so many different aspects with these giant squids. I actually used them last week in an office and had two guests and then me with the stick mic, and they turned out pretty good. I mean, one guy's a heavy breather, so I had to edit that post. But
well, just tell Mr. Vader to stop it. Yeah, exactly.
No, that's all I got.
And then anyway, the chat room is saying just use the H5. That's the
I've got the H5, you know, got that guy, but the giant squid will go in here left and right channel, so I can instead of having the condensers on one track, that's really what I'm trying to do because
got it.
you know, that's the one thing I found out this week when I edited that show in post. I had three tracks and it worked out pretty well. I was just curious with a food situation with noise. I mean, they're really good mics. So Dave, thanks for the recommendation on those. But
yeah, they
just looking for some, because I'm not worried about the content. I know what to ask this guy. I'm just worried about the other stuff that I usually don't do as a journalist. And I'm not typically in this type of situation. I'm used to noise, but I'm not used to food.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't cause that much of an issue. And obviously, you know, there's the obvious stuff. Try to sit at a table away from other people and that whole nine yards. But I think, just don't talk with food in your mouth. There's a great quote.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to eat.
Yeah.
Well, and Jason, you can kind of organize the interview around the food. So plan your questions, the get the conversation going, some throwaway questions during when he's actually eating, you know, just maybe you'll get some stuff. And then you'll probably get a good 15 or 20 minutes after he's done eating that you can really get good content. And so I think just planning it around the eating process is probably smart to have your questions lined up that way.
Yeah, because I'm going to have to get there early because he's got exactly 30 minutes and he's got to catch a flight. So I won't have an opportunity to go along with this guy.
Yeah, that's a hard out. That is, I'm leaving now unless you're getting on a plane with him.
Yeah, I got a feeling his entourage is not going to let me tag along.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Back it up, though. Make sure you do two copies of the interview, right?
Absolutely.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling in, Jason.
Yeah, that's and here's another tip that I've learned. I'm pretty sure the hard way at this point because I just can't find it. If you're me, either I need to go buy a bigger SD card because I keep running out of room. I think I have an 8 gig, and I'm not sure what the H5 will hold, but whatever it is, I'm going to go buy a bigger one. But I am constantly making folders, and I would just copy the name of the folder. I think it says folder from the H5. And I might put it in another folder, but the problem is if you have all your folders named the same, even if it's another folder, it's really easy. Yeah, get a 128. Exactly. It's really easy to delete a folder that you think is the other folder. Cause I'm pretty sure I've deleted all my recordings from Podcast Movement. I interviewed Todd. I interviewed Paul Culligan. I had a bunch of Last Five and Fives. I had a bunch of material and I cannot find those recordings anywhere. And I know I copied them onto my PC, but you need to clearly mark those. So now I will copy it and I'll rename it. It'll be like SD card, 1029, I think is the last one I put there. So I'm kind of bummed that I lost a bunch of material just because I was trying to clean things up. And I was like, oh, that's the SD card from the other thing, and didn't go in and listen to them. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's a chance it might be on another computer, but I think I've accidentally delete a bunch of stuff.
Well, and I think that speaks to, and I'm going to start doing this more with my phone if I'm in person and I'm doing, I use a little Tascam. I think it's a TR7 is what I've had. It was a little $99 device, I bought 4 or 5 years ago, and they're great little handheld voice recorders. But I think I'm going to get in the habit of throwing down the iPhone and just throw that down at the same time. So I've got two different recordings of it because you might hear something on one that you don't hear on the other, or you may, based on the circumstances, that Tascam has way more sensitive microphones than the iPhone does. And so you might pick up something that you don't, or you may pick up something you didn't want that the iPhone didn't pick up. So I'm going to try and get in that habit more when I'm in conferences to just throw my phone on the table, hit record, see what I get. It doesn't hurt if it turns out to be better, it might be better.
Right. And when you get on Wi-Fi, you can just upload that right to Dropbox and you're good to go. That's what I used to do. Yeah. So
I was looking for, I have my backpack with me, which I normally don't have. And I'm trying to dig through my pockets and I actually found my charger for my, for my Surface while I was digging through it. So I'm like, God, where's my head? You know, when you travel, this is the worst thing. When you're a geek and you travel, oh my God. I mean, I have so many cables and I pulled my earbuds out this morning and the little earpieces were missing and I had to track those down. And there's just so many gadgets and parts and things to keep track of. It's a nightmare.
And you're live. So wine at nine.
Thanks. So I didn't have a problem this time.
I was like, here, we'll see. So
here we go.
I figured as much.
I know. Well, I just wanted to say that I agree with you guys, and I wanted to give Jason a tip if he's still listening. And that was, I had a I had a series of interviews with celebrity chefs last year, and then I lost my voice. So I'm toting my Zoom and everything else, and I'm interviewing them in their restaurant. So there's clanking, there's everything else. So I kind of went with the I'm speechless, you know, chatting with Emeril Lagasse kind of mode. And then the other thing was I just really used the wouldn't everyone want to be in their restaurant, you know, forget about in the studio, I'm surrounded by their work. So, you know, I think there's a cool twist to, you know, having coffee, having breakfast, what kind of eggs does this person order or whatever, you know, that you can really play off of, the audiences will absolutely love and forgive you for your sound issues.
Yeah, it's one of those behind the scenes, you can't get this anyplace else.
Right, right. Yeah. So good job.
Awesome. Very cool.
That's it here.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And I'm glad to see that whatever issues we had before with you coming on, apparently.
No, it's weird. It's weird. It just came right up. So
awesome.
Gotta love Ask the Podcast Coach. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
From Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey.
There she is. How are you?
Good. I'm down in Alabama.
Are you? Holy cow.
Yeah.
Fellow Cleveland podcaster. What's going on?
Oh, well, I was just done swimming, so having fun there. And
better.
I caught kind of the tail end of what you were, what she was just saying. And I was thinking about the interview I just put up. I had to interview three people and ended up using Uber Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked well, although for me, I kept hearing my breathing after I went back to edit it. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't get that when I used Skype. You know, so that was kind of weird, but I'm the only one noticing it, of course. So.
Sure. It's always the way it works.
Yeah. Awesome. So, but it was really neat how those three actually carried the conversation, and I just had to do lead questions and they were good. So it worked out better than I thought. I thought they were going to talk over each other quite a bit, but it didn't happen. So, yeah.
See, I think we always overthink things sometimes. You know, as much mm-hmm. as you always want to think through it a little bit, but there are a lot of times I think we worry about stuff that in the end, you know, we don't have to really, it wasn't as bad as we thought.
Right, right.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
It's UU Perspective podcast, and you can catch it at uuperspective.com, the website. And it's about Unitarian Universalists and what they're up to in the world. A lot of social justice that we talk about and things like that, the issues that are of concern to people today.
Awesome. Well, thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Have fun. Go back.
All right.
Pool.
Thanks.
Yeah. Shelton is coming in. If you're new to the show, we have an open seat. And the only thing I always tell people is if you jump in the open seat, like right now, we're talking with Shelton. And if you jump in right now, I usually only do one person at a time, and it may take us a second to get there. But just hang tight. We'll definitely get to you. So, Shelton, thanks for coming on the show. What's your question?
Well, my question is, I got lots of questions. Okay. I am starting a new podcast on Blab on Monday. I'm very ambitious. I'm scheduling it for 5 days a week, 1 hour, 5 days a week. I'm going to use the strength of the Blab community to make it very entertaining and interesting and engaging, because it's the same show I've had for some time. It's just going to be more formalized. But there are some basic things that I just simply do not know. Like, I don't even know, like, how exactly do you get, like, once you get your audio file from Blab, how do you upload it to a site that you can give it to iTunes?
Well, do you have a website?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But it's not connected. It has nothing to do with the name of the show. It's just a website that I have.
Okay. So you might want to get a website that's connected to the show. So
I'm just saying I'm working with what I got. Right. I just decided to do this recently.
Got it. So the two web hosts that I recommend the most are Libsyn, LIBSYN.com, and Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Use the coupon code SOPFREE for either one of those. And you'll get a free month, and you just download the file from Blab. I would throw it into some sort of ID3 tag editor, which allows
you. Let me write that down. ID3. What does that mean?
It is basically ID3 tags are almost extinct. Kind of. It depends on the browser, but this is information inside your file. And so you'll put like the name of the show, you'll put you as the author. Instead of the track name for the CD, it would be the episode that, and I usually put like a little one sentence description and a link back to my website. In the event that somebody downloads that file, and they double click on it, they, if you don't do this, you'll have on Windows, you'll have the gray music note of death, which is not the end of the world. It just, when everybody else does it, you look like a hack. So you would add these tags to the file. It takes all of like 10 seconds and then upload it to Libsyn or Blueberry or Spreaker or Podbean or whoever. You just do not use SoundCloud. I'm not a big SoundCloud fan. And after today, I'm not a big fan of Audio Boom. Audio Boom changed the name of my file and completely horked my ID3 tag. So that's why I go with Libsyn and Blueberry. And then from there, it's up to you. You can use, you know, Libsyn's RSS feed. The pro of that is they take all the bandwidth and you can kind of do things separately. So if you want to have slightly different notes on your, in your show notes on the app, on like the podcast app, you've got that. Or you could use PowerPress where it automatically just uses your post notes as your RSS feed. And then you would want to add the PowerPress plugin to.
Does the PowerPress plugin cost anything?
No, it's free.
And so I can use that to plug into my WordPress.
Yep.
And then upload the audio file to WordPress that way.
You would either, now if you're using Blueberry, the big cool about thing about Blueberry is you can upload and tag your files. The discount code for Libsyn and Blueberry is SOP for School of Podcasting free. With Blueberry, if you upload it, you can actually have it add your ID3 tags as you upload, and you do this all from within WordPress, and it actually uploads it to their site. With Libsyn, you log into Libsyn after you've added your tags, upload it, and basically copy the direct link back into PowerPress. So yes, you can use the PowerPress plugin and Libsyn at the same time. And then both those give you download stats, which is cool.
Okay, so this is what I'm working with. Right now I have a Dreamhost site.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, this is just a pickup game of podcasts, cuz what happened was I was inspired to think about doing a show with a young lady. And while that was happening, everybody was like, Shelton, just do a show. Just shut up and do it.
Okay.
So I'm working with what I got right now. I'm just going to use what I got and I'm going to run with it. And so right now my domain name has nothing to do with the show. I'm just doing it. I'm just going to do it and see what happens. And it's sort of practice in a sense that I have very high and very, I have huge aspirations. Like I want to,
well,
cause I feel,
I was going to ask you, why 5 days a week?
That's a good question. The reason initially 5 days a week is because I'm drawing from the Blab community.
Ah, do you have a community? Because this is, I did a show called the Dates from Hell show, and I was going to have my audience submit the content. There was one thing we forget: when you first start out, you don't have an audience.
Oh, see, I have. I'd like to think that I have something of an audience already. People know me on Blab a great deal.
Okay,
good. I've lined up fashion reporter, a music reporter, and those people will fill up time that is much needed to be filled up if I have 5 days a week to do. So, and I'm going to use the strength of the Blab community because I really believe in the Blab community. I am going to because I feel there are lots of interesting people on Blab, and it's just a matter of growing. Because my vision of things, and indulge me if you will for a moment, I feel as though there are lots of people on here who would be very entertaining off of the platform, like on iTunes.
Sure,
there are lots of really interesting characters that people would enjoy listening to more than over and over again on iTunes, and I think that would build. What is the show about? The show is a general interest infotainment show where we have some news, some gossip, some a regular guest. I mean, not a regular guest. We have an outside guest each. Ideally, there will be an outside guest each episode that I would interview. And the audience is your typical run-of-the-mill person who listens to a podcast, I guess.
Well, the beauty of it that I like about this idea is, A, you've made the decision. I'm going to start a podcast. That's great. You can start off with 5 days a week, and then later you can go down to 1 day a week or 3 days a week or whatever.
So yeah, exactly.
A cheap way to maybe get your own website is, I believe with DreamHost, you can have subdomains.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so you could buy a $10 domain and have it whatever the name of the show is, and then have it be podcast.whatever your website is, and that would be a way to get around that. It's just a slightly, it's not quite the disconnect of the brand. So
I'm trying not to overthink it too much. I'm just gonna just like I think if let's put it this way, given how I'm starting from zero. I am starting from absolute zero, other than the fact that I'm well known on Blab, and so I think people will at least humor me that my domain name initially at least is not connected to the name of the show, and once my finances work out and I can get the domain name, then people will be like, okay, I remember when Sheldon didn't even have his own domain name, so that's why I think. Because I know my audience really well. I'm really connected I really engage in the community. And I think there are lots of naysayers. Lots of people will say, no, don't do it. You're no good. Don't do it. I don't care. I'm going to do it.
No, it's
so.
Yeah, your podcast is a recipe. If you put it out there and people go, just change the recipe. But you can't change what you don't have. So you got to start to go. Jim, any thoughts on Shelton's new podcast?
I just go for it. I mean, I would think, Sheldon, you've got to take the first year and just kind of make it, just treat it as an experiment. I think one of the cool things about Blab is you can, or even podcasting, is you can pivot very, very quickly. So don't get tied into too many things. Don't, test some things out, give some stuff a try. Don't commit to too many, don't commit to too much stuff. Just try it. See what works. Yeah. And see what works.
And for those who go ahead, Jim. For those who tell you not to do it, good. Just give them that special wave and do it anyway.
To me, this is a little bit about anybody who knows me. Inevitably, I talk about this because it's important to me. But a long time ago, I had a magazine and I started from zero and I managed to grow that baby to something. I made something out of nothing. And so I know how to do it. This is a different medium. And I have a feel for the audience that there's a market. Not only is there a market, but a market. And I feel as though I really, truly believe that people off of Blab would be truly entertained by the people that are on Blab. Yep. And that with that, I will let somebody else jump on. Okay. And thank you for your time.
Keep us posted, buddy.
Okay.
Take care, man. Good luck.
And
he just needs to go for it. That's one of those kinds of things. Like if you feel that strong, just do it. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Yeah. So Mr. Pioneer.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Hey, I was listening to your conversation a little bit before about the SD cards.
Yeah.
On the recorders. Got my H5 right here. Got the H6 hooked up there. And one of the things that I do is I actually am able on the H6 to use a 64 gigabyte card, and they go on sale for like $20 every couple of weeks. So I just buy a new one and I've got this little handy dandy.
Oh, look at that, man. He's got a wallet of SD cards.
Right. Oh, nice. So it's not perfect. I've heard that storage on SD cards isn't the most robust, right? But it is a backup source. So I don't have to actually delete anything that I don't know, 6 months later was like, oh man, I need to go back and change that. So at least I would have a version of the raw file if it disappeared from my computer for whatever reason.
Awesome. Beautiful. Yeah. I'll go out to Zoom today and find out what the maximum is. I'm sure it's in the,
I think I've done some research. I think with the H5, which is what you have, I think it's 32 gigabit.
Okay.
Is the maximum that you can have on the H5.
Which means I'll run out of room like four times as, what would that be? I'll have four times the space. Because now it's like after a week and a day, I'll be recording something and I'll be halfway through the episode and it's like SD card is full. And I'm like, ugh.
Right. So, and the reason why I got this little SD wallet is I used to have the little packets, the plastic protective packet on the SD card just sitting around the desk. And every once in a while, I'd be reaching for something and they go flying. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, at least this is all in one piece. So.
I didn't know there was such a thing. So,
yep. Well, awesome. Just want to share that and hope you guys are having a good day.
And where can people find your show?
At legendsofshield.com is one of my many podcasts that'll take you to the Gunna Geek Network. And there's a bunch of shows that I do on there as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks, man. Guys. Yep. And I should say, if you, I'm doing this thing every year. I announce this on the School of Podcasting. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/favorite, every year my last episode is, this is where you can be on my show. So for everybody saying, I wish I could get more exposure, it's free. All you have to do is tell me what your favorite, like if you could only pick one podcast to listen to, not so much the episode, but the actual podcast, what would it be? And then more importantly, why? Why is it your favorite? And then don't forget to tell us about your show and where we can find that. And what I do is I take those, I have them transcribed, I turn them into a book, and it's also the last episode of the year for me. So that way I can kind of take the last week somewhat off. And so if you're interested in that, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/favorite. And I've actually got, you can record on SpeakPipe if you want to record your own episode and just upload it. I've got a folder there from MediaFire that you can just upload to. So that's something I'm working on as well. So Jim, I see the sun is coming up.
The sun is coming up. I'm getting some strange looks from the people coming out of Starbucks. I'm not going to lie. Because I got the way I've got this worked is so I'm using my laptop and I've got it wedged in between the, you know, the glass and the steering wheel. And it's actually kind of like at an angle like this, which is a perfect angle actually for the camera to hit me on the, you know, here in the seat. And then, so I'm plugged, I've got an ATR 2100 plugged in via USB. I'm actually plugging the earbuds into the laptop. It worked better than trying to have that sound come back out for whatever reason, come out of the ATR 2100, which is the way it should have worked, but it's worked coming off the laptop. I can't hear myself, but the earbuds help with that where I can, you know, hear myself in the car. So that's fine. So yeah, so far so good. It's a cloudy, like every day in Oregon, it's a cloudy day here. And so even though the sun's coming up, but the, you know, the USB or the camera has low light capabilities. And so it's working out okay. It's been interesting, Dave, because I'm only really hearing about half the conversation that because it's, I'm getting that digital skip. I right. get enough to kind of get the feel for it. Apparently my audio going back to you is okay. So we have some, yeah. the up is fine from that standpoint.
You sound awesome.
So far, so good. So we're hanging out inside the car and the sun's coming out.
Awesome. And Michael is joined us.
Well, hello, guys. Jim, don't you look really cool, you know, blabbing from your car?
Or totally nerdy.
or Mr. Data Hog. You know, he's got a really good data program on his phone.
They're looking at the glass. It's from Starbucks and they're just eyeballing me.
Like, oh, okay. You're stealing their Wi-Fi.
Yes.
I am good indeed. Move. Good move. Yeah. You didn't even buy their coffee.
Yeah. No, he got coffee too. He did.
Oh, okay. So Sheldon is a big blab star, and Sheldon has no money and lives in his sister's closet somewhere. But he's a good guy, and he does very good interviews. So I'm looking forward to his podcast.
Awesome.
And Sheldon, if you're watching, and I think you are, my advice would be to go to the School of Podcasting. Suck up everything you can get for free. Go to Dave Jackson's YouTube channel. Suck up everything you can get for free. Go to Daniel Lewis's YouTube channel. Suck up everything you can get for free. And, you know, and then when you have money, spend it with these guys. But seriously, you follow Dave Jackson and you will be fine. So cool. I think Blab is fabulous, and I'm glad you guys are here. And look, you have 38 people watching live right now, which is big numbers for Blab. Those are big, big numbers for Blab, which just goes to show how popular you guys are.
Oh, it's always nice to feel good about popularity. But, you know, Blab's just another tool, right? It's just another tool in the toolbox, and there's still other ways to reach folks. But it's just another tool. I just encourage people to use it that way.
There you go.
All right, you guys are awesome. I'm a big fan. I'm going away now. Have a super day.
All right. Thanks,
see you, Michael.
Thanks, Mike. You know, I don't know what's the record number for, that's the one thing I liked about, I think it was Mixler that used to send me what the record
stats.
Was. Yeah. The stats of how many people were listening. So it'd be cool if there was a way to do that. I'll have to send that over to, the Blab people, and
you know, I was listening to a sorry, Dave. Sorry to step on you. I'm having trouble with the audio.
That's
all
right.
I apologize for that. But I was listening to Michael Hyatt. He was on here the other night, and they had 100 and some going on. And by the way, it was a gigantic commercial disguised as a blab. The biggest commercial I'd ever seen disguised as a blab. I appreciate Michael and all that he does and those kinds of things, but holy moly, were they selling their platform. What do they call that?
Platform University.
Yeah, Platform University. I mean, it was a 90-minute infomercial and I accidentally ran into it, right?
No fun. Well, no. Hey, we are here. We're not actually leaving. We're signing off from the live show. We are here every Saturday at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. And wherever we are, that will redirect to us. So you can always find us here. We always got an open seat for you. So if you got a question, feel free to come on over. You can find Jim over at theaverageguy.tv. You can find me at schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code ASK20 to save off on that. And for those that are here live, stick around. For those of you listening to the audio, come out on Saturdays.